Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, and thank you for scheduling this important hearing to focus on the readiness of our ground forces. I'd like to welcome both the witnesses, and General Schumacher, I know I speak for all Americans when we express our appreciation for your long and dedicated and courageous service to our nation, and we know you will continue to contribute for many years to come. We thank you for your great service to our nation. Since the attacks on 9/11, our military has been active in Afghanistan, Iraq, and around the world. Our service members, active reserve and guard, have responded magnificently to our nation's call, often undertaking multiple or extended deployments, sometimes with very short notice, and performing with the utmost professionalism that reflects credit on their individual service and on the great traditions our nation's military services. There should be no doubt that difficult work lies ahead, but as General Petraeus said when he assumed command in Iraq last week, hard is not hopeless. The operations of the last 5 years have strained both our personnel and our equipment. We all know that. While our men and women in uniform are in harm's way, there's also been a serious decline in the readiness of our non-deployed units, both in equipment and training. I hope we don't spend our time here looking back at mistakes that have been made over the last few years and fail to focus on the critical readiness issues we are facing in the here and now. We must not forget that we are in a very long war against an uncertain enemy. As our nation is about to implement a new military strategy in Iraq, one that could provide Iraq with the security necessary to provide sufficient breathing space to the Iraqi government that facilitates national reconciliation and economic reconstruction. The President's recent decision to increase the size of the Army and the Marine Corps is a vital part of the readiness remedy. Some of us have been calling for this for a number of years. This increase will help ease the strain on our deploying forces, giving them more time between deployments to rest and retrain. It should also reduce our reliance on our reserve and guard forces, who have met the nation's call heroically. Finally, this increase will ensure we have enough forces available to meet other threats as they arrive. Unfortunately, this increase in forces cannot occur soon enough. It'll take time to recruit, train, and equip these new forces. I'm concerned about the readiness of our forces between now and when these new units come online. I hope our witnesses today will address how they plan to improve our readiness in the short term, as well as how they plan to address the challenges in increasing the force structure over the next several years. As Congress conducts oversight of defense spending, we should all take measures to ensure that the services are receiving the absolute most value for every tax dollar. And, of course, we want to eliminate duplicative and unnecessary programs. As you are aware, I've long advocated for reform in both the budgeting and the acquisition process. In this year's budget request, the services presented long lists of priorities that were left without funding. I'm concerned about the size of these unfunded requirements lists, particularly that of the Army. The Army's budget request has increased significantly in recent years, as has the supplemental funding request, and yet the Army's unfunded requirements list increased by almost $3 billion. I hope, General Schumacher, that you can explain to the committee why that is. I have a number of other concerns that the witnesses will be asked to address. You should expect questions on your service's readiness to respond to the President's plan for Iraq on prescribed timelines, the number of waivers granted to Army recruits, Humvee armor kits, and the very large unfunded requirement of mine-resistant ambush protective vehicles, and why those vehicles were not in the regular budget request. I look forward to your testimony. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.